This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Vladimir Putin, speaking for well over 2 hours this morning, vowed to press onward with Russia's war in Ukraine and rallied against the West for a litany of wrongdoings in his first State of the Nation address since invading Ukraine 1 year ago. Putin via a translator.
I would like to repeat, they started the war, and we used the force in order to stop it.
President Biden has met with Polish President Duda this morning in Poland as he begins a series of consultations with allies from NATO.
Putin thought Ukraine was weak and the West was divided. But he's just been plain wrong. Plain wrong. And 1 year later, the evidence is right here in this room.
As the United States braces for winter weather today from the northwest, a cyclone, which is intensifying as it approaches the southeastern African coast, has been labeled as dangerous by the United Nations Weather Agency. Cyclone Freddy is projected to reach Madagascar on Tuesday evening and move to the mainland by the end of the week. People duck for cover at the Hatay Airport in Turkey as another earthquake strikes. A 6.4 magnitude tremor struck near the border with Syria along the Mediterranean Sea, where massive earthquakes devastated both countries on February 6. The earlier quakes killed roughly 44,000 people in Turkey and Syria, with tens of thousands left homeless. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency said last night's earthquake was followed by a 5.8 aftershock 3 minutes later, and 31 subsequent aftershocks that were not as severe. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today in two cases involving Section 230, the federal law shielding liability from social media companies. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Human rights activists this morning urged South Korea to offer radiation exposure tests to hundreds of North Korean escapees who had lived near the country's nuclear testing ground. Tests conducted by the South Korean government on 40 people back in 2017 and 2018 found at least 9 of them had abnormalities that could indicate high radiation exposure. We're learning more about President Biden's long, complicated, and dangerous trip to Ukraine.
The two reporters who accompanied the president for the entire trip say it began very early Sunday morning with a quiet, small motorcade to Joint Base Andrews. Then the party boarded a smaller 757-sized plane dubbed SAM-060, SAM for Special Air Mission. After a refueling stop in Germany and a one-hour flight to a Polish base, the president and his people took a 10-hour overnight train ride to Kyiv. U.S. fighter jets were overhead until the train entered Ukraine. Biden is now the first U.S. president to enter a war zone with no active U.S. military protection. I'm Richard Johnson.
The steep decline in Amazon stock prices the past year is hurting the technology company's stock-heavy compensation plan, resulting in employee pay coming in significantly lower than expected. Amazon pays its corporate employees a large chunk of their annual salaries in restricted stock units.
and a prolonged slump in the company's shares is causing pay for the 2023 season to be between 15 and 50% lower than the projected targets. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, do we have a job at hand, an objective, and a mission that is so critical to the next generation to get this country back on track? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the question is, what is going on with our public schools? Think about this. I mean, and it seems to be, again, you know, that there are specific areas where God has been clearly abandoned and these schools have taken over to the degree and with such hubris to tell you that parents, you don't have a say in your children. We're in charge of your children. So if we want to have a, a drag queen story hour with men dressed up as women, you know, twerking about, hey, that's our business. You have no say in this. This is what's going on in public schools, not to mention the report that happened last week where you got a 14-year-old girl is bullied in school. Days later, she commits suicide. And when you see the cold-hearted, brutal attack, you can't help but wonder how many times this happens in schools across America. With us right now to talk more about it is Sam Sorbo. She's the Family First actress, writer, speaker, and homeschool mom herself. Sam, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. I'm excited that more and more parents are waking up and taking their kids out of our system of slavery that we have instituted in this nation.
Yeah, I mean, this is horrible. And I'm sure you heard about that story of this young girl, you know, how she was bullied. And then, of course, through social media, they just sapped her of all hope and thought she had nothing left to live for but to die because her peer group had just basically checked her out.
Well, and the school teaches her that she's nothing but a culmination of a series of accidents because evolution is true. There is no God. There's no spirituality. There's no meaning to life. What do you want from these kids? You completely demoralize them. You institutionalize them. And then you expect them to somehow emerge as fully fledged human beings.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. And the sooner that we wake up as parents and take our kids out of this disastrous system that we've, for some reason, call education when it's very clearly the opposite of education. And the simple proof of that is look at all the parents who go, oh, I wouldn't be able to educate my child. Well, then you're not educated. So what are you hoping for?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the thing is, Sam, to your point, we have enough empirical evidence. I mean, progressives have taken over the school system for long over 100 years. And right now, this is probably the first generation that has been fully indoctrinated by this progressive agenda, and look what we have. I mean, what more do we need to see, right?
Exactly. Well, but here's the thing. It's also, the reason that I call it a system of enslavement is because we feel so beholden to it. So now we're arguing with the school boards. The parents are going to the school boards and they're saying, hey, let's get back to the three R's. Let's get back to just academics, which, by the way, is not education. Academics are not education. You only think that they're education because that's the way they trained you to think. So the parents are arguing with the school boards and saying, let's just get back to the basics. And it's really, it's like the slaves going up to the big house and begging the master to, you know, to allow them some extra time for whatever. You know what I mean? It's like they're now negotiating with the slave masters.
Yeah. Can we have more straw? We need straw for those bricks, right? That's what you're saying.
Right. For crumbs from the table. And I'm saying, you know, you don't have to live on the plantation. There's an Emancipation Proclamation called the Declaration of Independence. And you can declare your emancipation from the U.S. government, which should never have been involved in the education of its citizens. We live in a free country specifically because we didn't put the government in charge of the education of our students and now our children.
Yes.
And now we've abdicated our responsibility as Christians and as a free people, and we've allowed the government to usurp the role of the parent in the education of the child. Well, the government doesn't have in its interest to educate children to be free thinkers.
Yes, exactly.
Or free-minded in the least. And so the government comes in and says, sure, I'll train your kids. I'll train them to be subservient. I'll train them to worship government instead of God. Absolutely, that's what I'm going to do. And we never thought anything of it because we allowed, because our former generations allowed the schools to say, hey, let us handle this. You don't need to have this burden. Well, let me tell you, folks, it is not a burden. They've been lying to you since this whole thing began. The school is a socialist system. If you don't believe in socialism, don't expect to get anything good out of a system that is socialistic in nature.
Exactly. Yeah, they can't help themselves. This is, again, with a system. The reason you have a system is to give you the desired results, right? So the system, the socialism system, right?
That's so good. Bill, wait, you just hit the nail on the head. The reason that we have it systematized is because we expect certain results. We're not getting the results. What are you thinking?
Right, exactly.
Stop it already. It's like if you hire a plumber and you still have a clogged toilet when he leaves, you don't ask him to come back. You go find a different plumber.
Amen.
What I'm saying to you is, you don't need a plumber. I've got a plunger that I can sell you for $2, and you can fix your own damn toilet.
and save the money and go buy another pair of shoes or something, okay? Whatever. Go enjoy your life.
Save the money and buy your kid an ice cream cone. Look.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. The educators, and I put that in air quotes, okay? The system taught us this is what you need and this is what education looks like. Both of those things are a lie. They're both a lie. Mm-hmm. If I had the time, and I do this in my course, I would break down for you very logically. It's very easy to follow, but it's complicated because it unseats a number of beliefs that you have accepted because you went through the system. We all did. You've accepted these beliefs as truth, but they are not true. They are lies. It is an entire system that is built on these lies. And if I can unseat those lies for you, you will emerge in freedom and you will understand that your first primary purpose is for the education of your child, that you are intrinsically endowed with the ability to educate your child or children, and that it's the greatest gift that you will ever know. And then you will come to the conclusion that, oh my goodness, the system wanted to rob me of this. They were telling me that it was for everybody's best interest and that they were doing me a favor, but they were actually stealing from me. Yes, the system wants to steal your children. And at this point, I think it's fairly obvious, Bill. They want to have sex with your children. And then they want to mutilate your children. and watch your children as they wither and die. And the 14-year-old girl is further evidence of that. Now, I'm not making a personal accusation of anybody in particular.
I'll tell you what. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up when we come back. More from Sam after
this.
What
if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We've got Sam Sorbo with us, the Family First actress, writer, and speaker, homeschool mom. Sam, you know, people may have been shocked, and I want them to really hold on to what it was that you shared and you concluded that first segment with. And that is the agenda of this educational class that wants to fully indoctrinate our kids, rob them of their God-given right and image, and abuse them to their own selfish objective. That's what this really comes down to, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very hard for good to perceive of the depravity of evil. But what we have to understand is that this is a spiritual battle, and there is evil afoot. It's on the move, and it wants to have sex with your children. It's so obvious at this point. I don't know why we're still mincing words over what about math and what about reading. Like, come on, folks. And so the point that I try to make to people is the nation was founded by geniuses, right? These men were incredibly intelligent, very well thought, very purposeful and driven, and they were all home educated. There were no schools, right? So,
what else? Wait a minute, hang on 1 second, because this is a thing that keeps coming in my reading. What else made them geniuses? And what I have come to conclude is what made them so smart is because of their connection with Almighty God. God says the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. So think about the opposite of that. If you have no fear of God, you're a knucklehead, right? And whether it's John Winthrop, the pilgrims who spent, 12 years hibernating, in a far-off land, begging God, give us a place where we can worship you. Is that possible, Father? Can you do that for us? And God answered their prayer. And then Winthrop says, look at God, that we would be that light on a shining hill. These are people that time and again, our founding fathers, acknowledged God Almighty. This is what made them smart. Not going to some higher school and having the right diploma from an Ivy League school or anything. Right? Yeah. Exactly. No. Yeah, go ahead.
So I love that you bring that up because I've been working on a kind of a big idea lately about this mentality of paucity or of scarcity that we have, that we've adopted in our culture. Mm-hmm. It's a very leftist ideology, but it's permeated because it's been promulgated by the school system. And so we all went to school, and so we all adopted this, oh my gosh, what am I going to do if I can't earn the money? College prep and career readiness attitude towards education, that education is the means to earning money. That's the only reason that we get educated, and that's a lie. And if you go to your Bibles, nowhere in the Bible does it ever say, make sure your kids get into a good school, okay? But we have
it's got to be in Proverbs somewhere. I just sense it, but go ahead. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
We've relegated the Bible to the sideline. And so even as Christians, even as people who say that they believe, we don't have any faith. We believe in government. We trust the system to make sure that our children get money. We're so dependent and reliant on the quote unquote system. So even the good Christians who are saying, but I believe in God and I try to give my child all of the values of God. Why are you sending your child into a godless system for their quote unquote education, which will train them to think that God is on the sideline? But what about education? What about it? Do you trust God or don't you? Is this a very, very difficult proposition for people because they don't trust God? They think that they're trusting God, but they really trust in the system. And I'm in a difficult bind because I really want to inspire people, but there's so much fear which has been engendered in us by the system, right? What if you don't make the money?
Exactly.
What if you don't make the grade? What if you don't get there? And we don't have any faith outside of this sort of network that's been created of college prep and career readiness. And even though we're faced with the fact that it doesn't work, and we're faced with this 14-year-old who commits suicide. And by the way, like she's not a one-off, but we tend to look at those situations as if they are individual situations, not systemic. And we look at we look at the success stories that are individual. We look at them as if they were systemic. But look at all the big success stories that we have in our culture today. Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, Musk graduated college but doesn't credit any of his college training for any of his successes. Branson didn't graduate college. Like, Like, you can keep naming them. All of these success stories. Mm-hmm. I think Oprah didn't graduate. All of these success stories that stepped outside the system and achieved massive, monumental success. And I'm putting that in air quotes because I'm defining mm-hmm. success the way the system defines success. Right. And then we have to take a step back and go, right. Well, wait, how do we define success? How do you define success? Does success for you, for your child, mean that your child earns a ton of money? And most parents would say, no, I want my kid to be happy. Well, happiness right. is not committing suicide when you're 14. People wake yes. up. They are abusing children in this system. They are teaching them that they have no value. Why would you subject your child to that? I mean, my heart breaks. You know, I want to help people, and they so don't want to be helped because they so want to rely on something outside of themselves. I can't mm-hmm. teach my child. Oh, I have to work full time. Bull crap. I know parents who work full time who train their children all by themselves. Yes, single parents. Yes, I do. So don't come with your excuses that the system has fed into you. Come with your willingness to trust God. Come with your willingness to serve your child. Come with that, and I can show you how.
Exactly. Well, Sam, you know, you mentioned fear. The system that the world is providing and is selling to us is a fear-based system.
Yeah.
From the COVID you know,
stuff.
Think about
Come
it.
Come on, folks.
Think about it. Yeah. It's fear-based. So it's no wonder the product of this system is going to be feared, indoctrinated, which is the exact opposite of what God gives us. God says, be That's fruitful right. and multiply. Why would he tell us to be fruitful and multiply if we didn't have all the provision in order to do that? But this counterculture, this counter system of God that is antithetical to freedom and liberty tells us, no, you got to be worried. I mean, you got to be worried that it was bad enough that we had 3 billion people on the planet. The planet can't sustain 3 billion. Well, we're at 8 billion and their heads are exploding, right? And God laughs.
Yes, because fear is a mechanism of control. And 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has given me a spirit of a power, not a spirit of fear,
not
but
a spirit
of power
fear.
And of love and of a sound mind being one of the critical elements there. And yet they control us by fear. How? Because they instill the fear in those 12 years from kindergarten to graduation, 12 plus years. They instill the fear, and then they use it as a lever, which is what yeah. they're doing now. So you grew up with a great deal of fear, and you don't have to admit that, but it's true. I did. We all did. If we
yes,
went
exactly.
through the system, mm-hmm. the fear was instilled in us. By the way, also cowardice, which is why nobody stands for their principles anymore. It used to be that if somebody insulted you, you would throw down your glove, mm-hmm. challenge them to a duel. Now it's like, you shut that person up, government. Government,
yes.
go and interfere on my behalf.
Cancel them.
The coward.
45 seconds left. Sam, wrap it up. Bring us home. Tell us where we need to go. Go ahead. Okay.
Go to samsorbo.com. And by the way, even if you don't have children, this will help free you from this system that has been imposed on you. You can also break free. So just go to samsorbo.com, look for Playbook for Home Learning, and I will show you how, because that's my mission, is to free these children by freeing their parents.
And please know that you can homeschool your child. Sam has proven this time and time again. Much to their surprise, right, Sam? 10 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do get emails from parents. Thank you so much for inspiring me to take my child out of school. You can do it. If these parents can do it,
this
if
message
I can
is
do
provided
it.
By Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
USA News Update. People duck for cover at the Hatay Airport in Turkey as another earthquake strikes. A 6.4 magnitude tremor struck near the border with Syria along the Mediterranean Sea, where massive earthquakes devastated both countries on February 6th. The earlier quakes killed roughly 44,000 people in Turkey and Syria, with tens of thousands left homeless. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency said last night's earthquake was followed by a 5.8 aftershock 3 minutes later, and 31 subsequent aftershocks that were not as severe. President Vladimir Putin, speaking for well over 2 hours this morning, vowed to press onward with Russia's war in Ukraine and rallied against the West for a litany of wrongdoings in his first State of the Nation address since invading Ukraine 1 year ago. Putin via a translator.
We've already started and will carry on increasing the program.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, call me out.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for our favorite barista. We're going to be talking the brew here with Al Parada. He is the managing editor of Stream.org. Mr. Al, how are you, buddy?
Doing good, doing good. How are you doing on this day?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. I'm still tripping over East Palestine, Palestine. You know, it's interesting how some of these words get turned around by the time they get out west. It reminds me of a story. I was in Kentucky at the time, and I was working with a client there and with the president of the company and his good friend from San Diego. And we're in an area that's called Versailles, right? And his buddy from San Diego goes, no, that's just brain damaging. There's no way there's Versailles. He says, no, and they got in this argument. Well, we went into this fast food place because we had to head off. We had a real tight schedule. And so as we're, collecting our food and paying the bill, my buddy, in order to get confirmation and to explain to his San Diego friend the name of the city, he asked the gal who's taking our money, he says, would you tell my friend where we are? And she says, Burger King. So it's like, you know, I think to this day, this poor guy, you know, he's down there in San Diego still confused about Versailles or Versailles. But in Kentucky, they say Versailles, just like, it's a rodeo, not rodeo, in Los Angeles. And so it's not East Palestine, it's Palestine, right? Or something? Am I saying that right? Palestine?
Yeah,
like Galveston or something. Yeah, and of course that's Palestine, maybe? I don't know.
I've heard that's what I remember hearing.
Okay. So for the residents of Palestine, forgive us. It's, you know, we're too old school and hung on the Bible, I guess, you know, because I want to say it. But anyway, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it is Palestine. That's it. I know I'm not saying it right, and I hesitate every time I see it. But anyway, all that aside, let's talk about, you know, from the brew, you're talking Canada's transitioning, huh? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. That guy. Oh, yeah, the shop teacher with the huge fake whatever. He's now telling the New York Post that they are real.
Okay.
I mean, not fake. Yeah.
Yes.
After they, New York Post published, I guess, Friday, somewhere last few days, they had pictures of him wandering the street, without the garb.
Yes,
and the neighbors
right.
say he never goes out with the garb. It's only rarely he's seen in the garb. And so he gets in response. He sat down with an interview with these people and said, oh, that's not me, though I can't prove it isn't me. That's not me.
Mm.
And I've got the breasts are real. I've got this rare condition, though no one's ever diagnosed it. So this gets weirder and weirder, and I'm still convinced that this is one big hoax.
Yeah.
That it's like that. That he, mm-hmm. A blow against the wokeism of the school, and that this is all mm-hmm. about. And
yeah.
People are
Al, the closet doors are open to the insanity. You know, it's like Governor Sanders said after the State of the Union. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not normal. And this is what's happening. We have a display of crazy stuff, but, you know, because we're so hypersensitive and we've been told, you know, hate speech and everything else, and we've been conditioned to say, wait a minute, this is crazy. You know, the king is naked, not wearing clothes. He's buck naked, okay? Can we see what's going on here? We got a military that is so concerned about pronouns, and Putin, who's arming up, and Xi, who's looking to take over America, going, and these idiots are number one, and they're worried about pronouns? Come on, give me a break.
I posted the theory that part of Joe Biden's 4D stress strategy is to make these people literally die of laughing. That Xi will keel over dying from laughter, watching what we're doing. So we'll see if that plays out. But it's because it is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, and as if that's not enough, Joe Biden is selling us out. I don't know if you heard about this treaty. You know, it's not even a treaty, because if it was a treaty, they'd have to go to Congress. But it's this agreement that's legally binding. Michelle Bachmann was on earlier to talk about this, Al, and that is that we're going to turn, when the next pandemic comes, we don't look to Joe Biden, we don't look to Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci now has been replaced with greater authority than he could even imagine. It's all going to be turned over to the WHO, because they did such a stellar job during COVID, right? You know, in fact, they did such a great job. They were able to discover where COVID came from. They saved multiple millions of people from dying of COVID. I mean, and even Zuckerberg said, look, if you try and post something that is not consistent with the policies of the WHO, you're canceled, you know, and this is what happened in the 2.5 year experience of COVID. And so now we're going to turn everything, we're going to turn our sovereignty over to the WHO. Thank you very much, Joe Biden.
It's insane.
This is crazy.
Because then tomorrow these folks could declare the climate change a health crisis or something, or whatever.
Exactly. Oh, you know they will. You know they will.
Yeah,
exactly. It's all through that prism, all through that worldview, and now you're done, ladies. You forget about the Declaration of Independence. Forget about the Constitution is being shredded before our eyes.
Yeah, it is, and the fact that there's not more yelling and screaming from the leaders, people in Washington, Republican Washington, you know, they're not, they don't have their pitchforks out for this. It's just that itself is astonishing to me. But the idea we'll want to wreck America. We know that. The fact that,
yes,
you know, people like McConnell and et cetera are up there going, hey, go ahead.
Yeah,
it's fine. You know, don't let me get in your way.
Yeah, this is so academic, and this has been going on for over a year, and the legacy media have all been quiet. To your point, Al, this is what's so scary. I mean, we talk about the Biden family being elite captured. What is it? Everybody in Washington, D.C. is elite captured to the communist? You know, Trevor Loudon has been reporting on this. He told us, you know, quite clearly over a year ago, he said, Bill, truth be known, you got over 100 card-carrying elected officials, card-carrying communists that have been elected who could not pass a security test to be a dog catcher in D.C. But yet, they're running our country.
Yeah.
And then you just add an I in there and just say, ruining our country, too.
Yes. And we're having to watch it. That's why I guess every election matters, you know, with local levels, from school boards up. Got to get right-minded people in all these places and work the system. If we still have a country in 15 years, but
the way they're packing the ballot box, the way they're doing it. I mean, free and fair elections. I mean, this is all a bit of a delusion. We're told that we have free and fair elections based on what? I mean, for all the money that was spent on, you know, J6 and everything like that, do you think they would have just a moment to say, can we look into that 2020 election thing? I mean, we got half the country right now, well, actually more than half the country, saying there's just something fishy about it. You know, but can we look into that? Oh, no. We can't do that.
You're an insurrectionist, right? Suggesting such a thing.
Yeah. Well, you know... Yeah, there it is. But look, if we're not going to stand for our constitutional principles and this democratic republic, we're done. We're done, Al. I mean, our kids, our great-grandkids, all the way on down the line. Al Parada is with us from Stream.org, and our conversation will continue as we get deeper into the brew right after this.
To get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day. That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Checking the timepieces, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, fresh and independent, a little bit ornery, his mom said. Is Al Parada from Stream.org, and it's always good to have Al here with us. Here it is. I mean, we're at a crossroads here with all that's going on. It's quite interesting. The country is unraveling. Its leadership is rather defiant. It is offering, I mean, the bottom line of all this stuff, you know, with what we're talking about with the WHO and other things, climate and that, it is... It's the proffering of a new God by America's leadership. The devil, once again, just like we read in the Bible, five times wanted to raise his head above God. He wanted to be higher than God. And this is what's happening right now, is whether we're talking World Economic Forum, all these progressives, these Marxists, it's no longer about God. Because they want to have it their way. You know, as Sam Sorbo said, these people, disgustingly, they just want to have sex with your kids. You know, that's how perverted, this is how debased this has become. And we're in the United States, and this is what's going on. They don't care. I mean, you know, they don't care about this 14-year-old girl that committed suicide, how she was bullied and beat up and canceled. And how many other stories like that are happening? And the parents are outraged, going to the school board, and then the school board trying to protect themselves and say, well, don't be throwing stones at us because you got stones in your backyard. You know, let me talk about how you and your wife haven't been getting along and your kid was doing drugs and that's why she committed suicide, not because she was bullied and that, you know, the system here in the school system had driven her and gave her no hope and she commits suicide.
Yeah.
No, we can't address that. But meanwhile, mom and dad, you just keep, sending in those tax dollars so that we can keep funding this incompetent system that has been, has risen up and that has indoctrinated our kids. And after everything is all said and done, we've scared them into thinking that, oh my goodness, if you're going to be successful, like Sam says, Sam Sorbo, you've got to have that degree. Al, if you don't have that degree, you're just going to be an heir. You're going to be lucky. You're going to be flipping hamburgers. If you're lucky to find, if somebody will hire you to flip hamburgers, that's it.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's like you're looking at these school districts where no proficiency in math, but they're indoctrinated. They sure know their 50,000 pronouns.
Oh yeah,
and here's all the separate and the numbers and the numbers. Depressed young women is shooting through the roof. So it's obviously something's not working. Whatever you're trying to do to these people, it's not working. They're not happier.
But they're happy. Well, they're happy with the numbers of transgenders. I mean, in D.C., the school system there is touting a 900% increase in transgenderism.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
What happened? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. What? This is a social contagion, obviously. But mm-hmm. it's a conditioning, it's a grooming, and it's a ruining. It's telling girls that they're not, if they don't like dolls, they're boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just insane. And it is.
It's not normal. Again, this is not normal. This is craziness. Whether, you know, we're talking about, you know, balloons flying in air, how to take care of balloons. I mean, you know, now we're so idiotic. We're using a missile, a $400,000 missile to shoot down a $12 balloon. This is all about, you know, the gang that cannot shoot straight. And this is the Biden administration. And then you got, you know, Mayor Pete, you know, we still say, but he's Secretary of Transportation, with all due respect, Pete Buttigieg, who is in charge of transportation. And where's the guy at? He's missing in action. And you've got this train derailment, and the devastation is taking place. Oh, my goodness. Do they have a lid on that, right?
Yeah. I mean, but hey, you know, Mayor Pete says, hey, you got 1,000 trains derailing a year. Hey, pal, you know, it can't be everywhere. Yeah. I mean, they won't again. And this is not the first time. Since he got that job, he's been AWOL in the middle of all these crises that have involved his, you know, his job. And that's what's weird. You know, I think some of these cabinet secretaries, like transportation secretary, are kind of like basketball referees. You shouldn't even know they're there. They're that good at their job.
Right.
But we've had so many crises that are involved in transportation under his watch. Okay, coincidence, bad things. But no, but he's off doing other things that have nothing to do with making this transportation system better. Talking about the racist roads, too many white construction workers. This is, you know, it's just a joke.
And he's one of the offerings that the Democratic Party is putting forth to be the next president of the United States of America. Really?
What a bench. he's one of the people you're talking about. When Gavin Newsom is somebody you're talking about, given what he's done to California and the mess of California, and he's like the brightest, he's the shiniest one in the bunch at the moment when you think of the people they're talking about.
Well, another pretty face, and I mean, he's charmless in Seattle. I mean, at some point he did exude some charm and influence, but he's such a joke in California. I was in California for 60 days cumulatively, and I just could not believe the craziness, the wackiness that's going on.
Yeah, if you live in L.A. and then you go back to L.A., you know it. The minute you're on the plane, the minute you're driving, you know, down, you know, Route 1 or whatever, down the coast, you know, Santa Monica.
Santa Monica is one thing, but even if, like, if you go Pico, like you started to say, go Pico or La Cienega, go into L.A. and, Alvarado Boulevard. I mean, you go down there and you start seeing all the homelessness that's going on. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Everything they touch is ruined. You hate to say it. I mean, my gosh, I'd love California to be thriving, even if it was filled with liberals. You know what I mean? I don't want it.
Right.
Because there's that part of the American psyche that has to have California, you know, the Beach Boys, you know, the whole fun in the sun.
Yeah, well,
the good.
Well, what a misuse of resources. The natural resources and otherwise, because you have these politicians who say, well, you know, hey, this environment is so cool that people will pay. You know, they'll pay a premium to live here. Well, guess what? People are leaving. I mean, it's the number one state for U-Haul departures one way.
Oh, yeah. It was like, we looked it up once. Yeah, it was something like three times the amount of money to take a U-Haul from California to Texas and take one from Texas to California. It was measured in the thousands of dollars different.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ruining it. And this guy is the one you want to lead the whole country?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best one. That's your best option at the moment. I mean,
right.
My gosh. It's funny when you think about it, but.
No, well, it's absurd. It's not normal, ladies and gentlemen. Again, that's not normal. This is insane. What do you think about Kevin McCarthy releasing, you know, all that footage? And they say now it's more than 14,000 hours. We were told all along it's only 14,000 hours. I was disappointed that he only chose to give it to Tucker Carlson. Why didn't he release it to everybody?
Well, I'm assuming that's the first step. Because once it's out, it's out. But that is a good point. Why didn't he go to everybody? But I mean, maybe if everybody at once it's chaos, you start with that. Get somebody in. I guess I would think maybe the idea is the Musk model for releasing the Twitter files.
Mm-hmm.
You start. You know, you let somebody get a look at them in a sense, a controlled manner.
Mm-hmm.
Make some sense, and then that can filter down, and then more and more people can see it later. That might be the thing.
See, but what I'm concerned is that when one group gets it, it sets up a paradigm and starts to be its own defined echo chamber, so to speak, as opposed to a plethora of people looking at it and seeing it from different vantage points and keeping this thing open. I think we lose something in translation, possibly. What do you think?
Maybe, but I think as a first step, if you're going to pick somebody to start looking at it, might as well go look at that. He's already done a documentary on it.
I thought Epic Times did a great documentary on J6.
Yeah. So I hope it's all released to everybody, a big, nice old file that everybody in the public can access. It's a good, I mean, it beat not having it out yet, which was the rumor a couple days ago that he was backing away for national security reasons. So the news that they've actually already started looking at it and it is becoming public is good. It's a good thing. Sunlight. Glad to have the sunlight.
Exactly. That's what we need. We need lots of sunlight on this democratic republic that has been hijacked by these Marxists. And we've got to see. We've got to wake up and see it for what it is, Al. I mean, this democratic republic is slipping through our fingers right now, even as we sit. We need help. If we're going to get this country back on track, this is where all hands on deck, you know, we must answer the call like the early patriots. If not, we're in deep, whatever you want to call it. Not good.
Yep. Yep.
Just saying. Yeah, there it is. From stream.org, the one and only Al Parada has been with us. Al, thank you. Godspeed, my friend. Take care. You got it.
Yeah. Bye.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated, try